Horse Country has grown exponentially since it was founded in 2014, and board director Price Bell of Millridge joked that with the move from shared space in the VisitLex offices to their own location on Merino Street, they've taken a big step forward.
We're a firmly established bricks and mortar location in Fayette County, Lexington Fayette County. You know, for us it's a big kind of coming of age, if you will, because now we're paying all of our own bills and we're like the college kid that just graduated and got out of their parents' basement.
Mayor Linda Gorton was on hand for the ceremony, cutting the ribbon, and has been involved in Horse Country since its inception.
When I heard the idea, I just thought it was perfect. I could see the vision and where it was going, and it's just terrific for our citizens and for our visitors, because now you can get on the horse farms. And you can see the horses and visit and learn about the farms.
The timing for the opening could not be better as the season gets underway in earnest with a special treat for locals this Saturday.
It's really wonderful. It's tourism. It is it's good for our community. And once a year, they actually open up the farms free to Fayette County neighbors. They call it Meet the Neighbors in the vein of horses. And lots of people come out.
During the regular season, Horse Country has attracted fans from all 50 states and 22 countries.
It's just growing every year, and this past year we had our 100,000th visit to a horse farm. 100,000. That's huge.
New for 2019 is the Horse Country Passport, a free souvenir modelled on a traditional passport, allowing fans to collect stamps at every member location they visit. Tours are available now at visithorsecountry.com. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.